Environmental activists are here in Washington today seeking endangered species protection for the bison herd in Yellowstone National Park. The request is an attempt to stop the killing of bison, also known as buffalo, that wander beyond park boundaries. It's also an attempt to call attention to the herd, which is caught in an ongoing battle between the interests of conservation and commerce. Kathy Witkowski reports from Montana.
6 years ago, the state of Montana shot and killed more than 1,000 bison as they wandered out of Yellowstone National Park in search of winter forage. The slaughter of a national icon, some of the last wild descendants of the vast herds that once blanketed the Great Plains, caused a huge public outcry. But the bison rebounded. In fact, even though sporadic killing has continued, the herd is flourishing. And the bigger the herd, the more likely the bison are to leave the park. That's a problem for Montana State veterinarian Dr. Arnold Gertensen.
They are considered to be a risk to the public health and livestock health of the state of Montana.
That's because bison carry brucellosis, a disease that can also infect cattle. Montana hasn't had a case of brucellosis in about 20 years, but just two cases could cause the entire state to lose its brucellosis-free status. And that would force livestock producers to test cattle before they shipped them out of state. The cost could total more than $16 million a year.
The livestock industry in Montana is a billion-dollar industry annually. And to have an effect upon that would be devastating to individual producers, for sure, and also for the industry as a whole.
State and federal officials are trying to find ways to keep cattle and bison from commingling without having to repeat the kind of slaughter that occurred in 1997. There's usually an attempt to haze the animals back into the park before resorting to capture and slaughter. Even so, nearly 250 bison were killed this winter season. The situation troubles Rick Wallen, the biologist in charge of Yellowstone's bison.
It's definitely a contradiction to what we say we do here in the national park in preserving and protecting our park resources.
Wallen believes the current management plan isn't based purely on science. He points out that there has never been a documented case of Yellowstone's bison transmitting brucellosis to cattle. Not that it couldn't happen, but he thinks it's possible to prevent the spread of disease without harassing and killing so many bison.
If we just keep bison separate from cattle, that seems like a simple issue, but the politics play into that, and it's not as simple as it seems.
Members of the Buffalo Field Campaign have come to Washington this week to do some politicking of their own. Ted Fellman is a spokesman for the group.
It's an incredible waste of our tax dollars to destroy one of the symbols of America.
He believes the millions of dollars spent on hazing and slaughtering bison could be better spent.
Well, there's a lot of other alternatives that could be pursued with that money, such as developing a vaccine that would be effective for cattle or buying out some of the private ranches in the area where the buffalo migrate in the winter and spring. It would be a more long-term approach.
Fellman's group is also seeking the ultimate federal protection for the Yellowstone bison. It wants them listed under the Endangered Species Act. Given the herd's robust population, that's unlikely. The Montana State Legislature has another solution. It's just reauthorized bison hunting as a way to control the population. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Witkowski in Missoula, Montana.